This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern region for development of hydroelectric projects. The scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. The Cabinet also accorded approval for a progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Cabinet has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Program to transform country's industrial landscape. The combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. He said these projects will create 10 lakh direct and up to 30 lakh indirect jobs. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies of Ganderbal, Srinagar, Badgam, Rajouri, Poonch and Riyasi districts will go to polls in this phase on 25th of September. The last date of filing of nomination is 5th of next month. The scrutiny will take place the next day. The last date of withdrawal for candidature is 9th of September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to visit the Eastern Naval Command at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. He is expected to arrive at Visakhapatnam Airport at 12:30 p.m. During his visit, the Defence Minister will attend a program at the Naval Base Visakhapatnam, where he will engage with senior naval officials of the Eastern Naval Command and review the ongoing naval operations. Mr. Singh is set to depart from Visakhapatnam this afternoon and will proceed to Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala to continue his official engagements. India has made first payment for hybrid power projects in the northern part of Sri Lanka. High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, handed over the first payment to Secretary of the Ministry of Power and Energy, Dr. Sulakshana Jayawardena, and Chairman of the Sri Lanka Sustainable Energy Authority, Mr. Ranjit Sepala. These projects in Delft, Nainativu and Annalativu Islands are being executed by an Indian entity under a Memorandum of Understanding signed between India and Sri Lanka in March 2022. In Maharashtra, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has decided to appoint a technical joint committee to investigate the reasons for collapse of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj statue in Sindhudurg. According to CMO, civil engineers, experts, representatives from Indian Institute of Technology and Navy officials are going to be part of the technical joint committee. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has suspended the membership of former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, in connection with Kolkata rape and murder case. Dr. Sandeep Ghosh was the vice president of IMA Calcutta branch. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat on the fourth consecutive day. Several districts of Saurashtra, especially Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Jamnagar, Porbandar, Rajkot and Kutch district recorded very heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Today is National Sports Day, the day celebrated on 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine. Extending his greetings on the National Sports Day, Mr. Modi said the country pays homage to the legendary Indian hockey player Major Dhyan Chand today. He added that it is an occasion to compliment all those passionate about sports and those who have played for India. Paralympic Games 2024 have been officially inaugurated with a grand opening ceremony in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron declared the Games open during a colourful ceremony in the heart of Paris. And that is the end of this news bulletin.